from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
All right, what is going on, Bay Area? Evan Giddings alongside Jason Dumas with you back 12 to 4 as we move along here on 95.7 The Game. Appreciate everyone joining you, or joining us, I should say, in the morning. Joe Spadoni, Sam Lubman doing a fantastic job. We keep it rolling right here, 4 hours. And even though, look, it's another hot day in the Bay. I know you were working hard, what, until like midnight, Jay?
Yeah, got off at midnight last night.
But it's another steamy one. I'm not sure. Again, we're kind of waiting for something to percolate, waiting for something to happen. But either way, I look forward to rocking with you for the next 4 hours. I had fun yesterday, Jay.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm glad Sam and them got all the Giants talk out of the way. If anybody calls in and wants to talk Giants, of course, we can get there. But, man, we have – it's early July. That's like peak NBA offseason news cycle. So – we're still wondering if Mike Dunleavy is working the phones and trying to make some more moves on the roster. I think, Ev, me and you have been pretty satisfied with what he's done up to this point. Obviously, Klay Thompson gone, Chris Paul gone, Lester Quinones gone, presumably Dario Saric gone. He had a nice game yesterday in whatever the Olympic try. I don't know what the heck they're playing, but they're getting ready for the Olympics.
Dude, he had a triple-double, right?
Yeah,
didn't they beat Doncic?
Yeah.
Croatia beat Slovenia.
They also played New Zealand. And do you know what they do before the game, New Zealand?
No, but those Australians and New Zealand teams are something. Like the haka or something?
Yeah, they're like, you know, screaming. So, obviously, we had that viral clip years ago when New Zealand played USA. And it's pregame, and they're doing it, staring at the players. And it's like Derrick Rose and Melo and all of them. They're just kind of just staring with blank faces. It was funny. They showed a clip. It's guys like 10 feet away from Dario just screaming in his face, going through his – I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to be disrespectful to people's culture. So forgive me if I don't use the right vernacular, but he's just screaming in Dario's face, and Dario's just staring at him like, I don't really know how to react to this. So that was pretty funny. We got over international basketball going on right now. We have Summer League starts tomorrow.
Yep, Chase California Center, Classic.
California Classic. Tomorrow, I think we have Warriors Heat, right?
Yep, at 3:30 p.m.
So we will see Anthony Vereen making his debut on the bench. He's a Warriors assistant coach. And then we'll see Trace. We'll see Brandon Pajemski. We won't, I think you said, Evan, we won't see Quentin Post.
Quentin Post was not on the roster. I know he was dealing with an injury when they drafted him, so it was kind of like a...
I think I saw Dalton...
California Classic game time decision.
I think I saw my man Dalton report over at NBC Sports Bay Area report that he is dealing with an injury. It is not serious, but that's why he won't be available. But hey, Guy Santos, I love watching him play.
Right now we got TJD, Pod, Santos, and Pat Spencer's probably the other name that people would recognize.
Oh, yeah, Pat Spencer. I just saw, I think it was yesterday, the Warriors tweeted, happy birthday, Pat Spencer. So a belated birthday for Pat. Good dude. I covered Pat. I covered Guy. There's a couple other guys I saw on the roster on this California Classic roster that I covered all last year in Santa Cruz doing the sideline reporting for them. And I loved covering everybody on that roster. Was really cool. I think Jimmy Witt is on the roster. He's a good dude. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'm going to be in the building tomorrow. Bronny, I mean, I haven't seen any reports suggesting otherwise, but I would assume Bronny will play.
Yeah, you would think so.
This weekend.
He's got a guaranteed contract.
I hope he's not too big for summer league. You never know the way things are going.
I was
going
to say, don't put it past a LeBron to do something.
You never know, but that would be great. There's a local kid on the Miami Heat. His name is Kashad Johnson, went to San Leandro High School.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it'll be cool to see him play. I watched him. I've been covering him very closely over the last 5 years. So, look, man, Warriors need to give me a paycheck because I'm selling this California Classic. Technically, they do give me a paycheck with the Santa Cruz Warriors. That is, says Golden State Warriors on my paycheck. But the fact is, no advertising. I just think if you're a basketball fan and you're itching for some hoop action, Chase Center is the place to be tomorrow. It'll be a fun day. Two games, four teams, some interesting names on each roster.
And while we're plugging it, it is, again, starting tomorrow, July 6th, a summer basketball showcase, the California Classic, featuring all those picks we just mentioned, second-year pros, and more. So go to warriors.com to grab your tickets, all brought to you by Clean California. Remember, just one piece of litter can ruin the game. Zero litter is the goal. All right, that's Jason Dumas. My name is Evan Giddings. Thanks to everyone filing in and continuing to stay on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. 888-957-9570 is the number. We actually do have a piece of news today, Jay, that I think is big. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's big because it centers around somebody we talked about ad nauseum yesterday, and I think will be, well, potentially, if the Warriors don't swing a big trade, all eyes are going to be on him this summer. And I'm talking about Jonathan Kuminga, because moments ago from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Orlando Magic forward Franz Wagner has agreed to a 5-year max rookie contract, $270 million. So 5 years worth up to $270 million for Franz Wagner, who, of course, is not only in the same class as Jonathan Kuminga, but they are one pick apart. And Kuminga is also somebody that is contract extension eligible this summer. So 888-957-9570. What does that mean for Jonathan Kuminga? Franz Wagner, I think he's a good player, Jay. But Scotty Barnes has been maxed out. I think Cade Cunningham, they've already said in Houston they're not going to max out Sengun or Green. But what does that mean for Jonathan Kuminga? And what does it mean for the Warriors?
It could mean a multitude of things. So first and foremost, let me tell you what I think it means to Jonathan Kuminga. Then I'll tell you what I think it means to the Golden State Warriors. Because they're different answers.
Oh, they are. And right now they might be far apart.
I know Jonathan Kuminga, for better or for worse. I'm not giving my opinion on whether I think he's right or wrong. I'm just telling you what I believe he thinks, just off covering him and knowing him pretty well, relatively speaking. He's one of the guys on the team who I actually, every time I see him, we have a good conversation. We chat. We talk about things outside of basketball. He knows my interests. I know his interests. I go and watch his brothers, cousins play at Bishop Reardon because I had another kid who I've been following at Bishop Reardon. So I've seen him at Reardon.
They pull up the games too. It's cool.
Yeah. I've sat next to him at Bishop Reardon watching a game. What I know of Jonathan, he's an extremely confident person. not cocky. He's not. He's not a cocky guy, but he is confident. He believes in himself. He always has believed in himself. And like we said, and I think we were talking off air, I'm not sure you said this on air, but you said to me that you get the impression that he works really hard, too. He works at it.
I think so.
No, he does. He does. From all things considered, everything I've been told, he works at it. There was some curiosity about his work ethic after his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even questioned by some
people. Stephen A. Smith brought it up.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith.
Close with Joe Lacob.
Stephen A. Smith, for everything he is, he's mostly an entertainer now. So,
sure.
But don't get it messed up. He has sources, and when he wants to put his reporter hat on, he can probably do it as good or better than majority of reporters in the NBA. I grew up on Stephen A. Smith when he was the Philadelphia 76ers beat reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Second to none as a beat reporter in the NBA. If Stephen A. Smith wants to be a reporter, he can put that hat back on. He's not a reporter anymore. He's just an entertainer, and he kind of likes to hear himself talk.
Yeah.
But my point is, when he says something specific like that, don't just throw it out the window. He's probably been told that. And I'll actually be honest, I was kind of told similar things. So anyway, I think Jonathan Kuminga heard that loud and clear, and there has not been any questions about his work ethic since then. To answer the question, what do I think it means for Jonathan Kuminga? Kuminga's going to look at all his peers and say, I deserve just as much as them. And the only reason I might not have as much equity as they do in this league and clout is because Steve Kerr has not given me a chance. So I need that max rookie contract too. Or you need to give me somewhere who will give it to me.
Mm.
That's just Kuminga's perspective. Warriors, I think, is going to be the same as those people in the suits were in Houston with Sengun.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. At least not yet. You're going to have to play out this year. We're going to see. I mean, that's Joe Lacob. I mean, he made Steve Kerr sweat it out for a while before he got a new deal. Bob Myers and him, before Bob decided to step down, they were going to it. Draymond Green waited to the summer of his free agency. He signed that 4-year for 100. Like, wasn't it like 2 days before free agency actually started?
Yeah.
It was really soon.
Yeah, it was early.
Even Steph Curry. I remember I asked Steph a couple years ago before he signed that extension, like, hey, what's up with your contract? And Steph was just like, we haven't really talked about it yet. Who knows if Steph was telling me the truth or not? I obviously probably had talked about it. But my point is, he didn't go sprinting to Steph years before he needed to. It kind of got down to coming up. All right, we're getting down to it. So why the heck would he do it with Kuminga? He's not going to. We know, just based off history, Kuminga's going to have to play this year without getting that rookie extension. Now, if Kuminga's on the roster and all of a sudden Kuminga's averaging 24 points per game, playing really well, then they'll have that conversation. And I think it's certainly possible. Kuminga, I think, could be primed for a big year. Now, me and you are kind of on the same page. Will those numbers be hollow?
Yeah.
Or will they be like winning numbers? Because we see so many people in the NBA. Doesn't mean you're not talented. It doesn't mean you're not good, but a lot of empty, hollow stats. And like, Kuminga had good stats last year. I'm not sure how much he contributed to winning.
Good point.
If that makes sense.
I think
I'm not saying he was out there hurting them.
No.
But you know what?
He definitely had a stretch. I mean, when they went, what was it, like 15-5, when they went to that front court of Wiggins, Kuminga, and Draymond, I thought he was contributing to winning basketball. But to me, it was a little unsustainable just because playing Draymond at the five for 30 to 35 minutes at his age wasn't going to work.
Yeah. And
you can make a case it was more because of Draymond's ability to play the five than Kuminga's ability to kind of slide to the four.
And you'll never hear Draymond complain about that. He won't publicly. He probably won't even privately to the coaching staff because he's a prideful guy who take my lunch pail out there with me to work and just get after it. He doesn't feel like guarding these centers for 40 minutes every night. I know he don't.
Hell no. He's given up He's giving up a half foot sometimes in like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
No chance.
And the crazy thing is he does a pretty good job at it. But
yeah, he's good at it.
Yeah, it's just the wear, the tear. Yeah, he can't guard fives all season. He just can't. I mean, he can, but he's just, it's not good for him.
No, I wouldn't expect him to play a whole season doing that. And I think that's why the emergence of Trayce Jackson-Davis was so important. But of course, the consequence of it, or the guy that kind of got bumped off, was Kuminga. Mm-hmm. Now, it also coincided with him getting hurt, and he had, what is it, you know, a little bit of a knee thing. And so when he came back, they decided, all right, we're going to go with Draymond at the four, Trayce at the five, because I think they were prioritizing Draymond. But that's why the question about if Kuminga can play small forward moving into this season is so important. I still think, and we touched on this at the tail end of the show yesterday, I still think they're trying to move on from Wiggins. I still think they're trying to clear a path for someone like Jonathan Kuminga. But I think this is why the Franz Wagner extension, and again, for those that didn't hear, Franz Wagner and the Orlando Magic have agreed to a five-year rookie max contract that is worth up to $270 million. I think this is fascinating because there are so many angles to this that don't just include Kuminga, but also, Jay, we were talking yesterday about how the Warriors will be able to make a move. Well, if Kuminga's a player, and I think you're right, like Kuminga is somebody that probably looks at Franz Wagner and is like, dude, I'm better than him. I just don't get to play as much as he does.
Right, 100%.
And to be fair, I mean, Wagner last year, he contributed to winning basketball, but he wasn't their best player.
He had a pretty bad postseason, too.
He did. It was his first, and he's still young. But over the course of the season, he shot below 30% from three. Like, he didn't even average 20 points per game. I don't think he played even 35 minutes per game. So Orlando's a place where I think you do have to overpay a little bit to keep people there because it's not, you know, a money market. No one's lining up to get to the Magic. So it's a smart investment by them. But also, if you're Kuminga, you say, dude, if I was in Orlando the last 3 years and had a chance to play 30 minutes a night, like I'd be putting up equally as good numbers, if not better.
He would. So
if you're Kuminga, you have every right to think that your price tag, I mean, the price of the brick going up. But but if you're the Golden State Warriors, ain't no way in hell I'm coming close to $270 million right now. If you're the Golden State Warriors, you look at this contract and there might be some, oh my gosh, I can't, you can't do it. Like you cannot pay Jonathan Kuminga close to that amount of money. And it's not because he's not a good player and it's not because he doesn't have a super high ceiling. It's because he's still right now somewhat of an unknown. And the other part of this too, Jason, I imagine a lot of people knew about this before it, you know, became official. If you're a team that is trading for Kuminga potentially, if you're the Clippers, if you are the Jazz, if you were the Clippers, if you are the Jazz, if you are New Orleans, because Ingram was a name that was floated yesterday. If you're any team that has an inkling to get Kuminga because he's the centerpiece right now in all these trade talks for the Warriors, and you hear that he wants to be maxed out, that might actually deflate his value.
Yes and no. I mean, it just depends.
Unless you think he's that good.
Well, it's also, if you're a team just looking to rebuild, they're not, who cares about your payroll? Like, I mean, obviously, most of your players are going to be low salary players because you're trying to bottom out. If you have one guy like Kuminga who might, in theory, be maybe a little overpaid, like, at least you get 2 years to look at him, and maybe all of a sudden you hit gold with him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, his trade value could go down on that number with certain teams, but for a team like the Clippers, I don't think it would, because the Clippers are about to bottom out. I have a feeling they're about to bottom out and they're going to be a lottery team next year. And it's probably not going to happen. He's not going to get that extension here. Joe Lacob, can you imagine Clay? All of a sudden, Kuminga gets his rookie max extension. He would not be happy about that, even though he's out of sight, out of mind at this point. It still would rub him the wrong way, I would imagine. But
$44.8 million per year. That's the annual right now. It could be worth up to $270 if he makes an All-NBA team, Franz Wagner. But that's...
Which ain't happening.
I don't think so.
No, he's not one of... 10 or top 15 players.
No,
not close.
So a bit, but he's still right now a $45 million player, Franz Wagner.
I feel like they just had to do it. I mean, even though, no, they didn't. Houston said, no, we're cool.
No, well, but that's the decision about Kuminga, too, is Wagner's on the same timeline. Like, he's still got one more year left on his rookie deal. Orlando might also be a place that's, it's more difficult to keep and, you know, like, maintain stars or just players in general.
Yeah, that's true.
So that could be a reason why they overpay. But again, if I'm Kuminga and I'm saying, like, I understand their situation. You know, the Magic operate on a different plane than we do. Or the Warriors, they're Orlando. It might be easier to get people over here than there. But at the same time, it doesn't change the fact that this guy has established a market for himself, and I think I'm in that same class.
Absolutely. I mean, Wagner has a little more clout and credentials than Kuminga does, but like you said, he's just had more opportunity. I mean, Kuminga is also an NBA champion. You know what I mean? Like, Wagner's never going to win an NBA championship if I had to bet.
In Orlando.
never in Orlando. I mean, maybe if he gets traded somewhere, sure. But Orlando's not winning. Even though Orlando does have a nice roster, if they were able to get Paul George, I think they would have been like a top three team in the East and could maybe make it out. But
I mean, they were a top four team, I think, most of the year up until towards the end. I mean, they won 47 games, you know, one more game than the Warriors, but obviously the East is a little bit easier to compete in. They took the Cleveland Cavaliers 7 games in the first round, and pretty much their entire core is beneath the age of 25. I mean, Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, Wendell Carter Jr., Cole Anthony, Markelle Fultz, I guess Mo Wagner, the older brother, is 26. But you added KCP. I mean, they pretty much have the exact same team coming back at this point, and all of them are extremely young. So I see what Orlando is trying to do, but again, I wonder what it means for someone like Jonathan Kuminga and what it means for the Golden State Warriors, who are still, as we speak, trying to figure out, I think, how they can improve this roster and swing a trade. You know, whether it's Markkanen, Ingram, I do think that there is a player out there that they're trying to acquire. I don't think they're done yet, but I think this complicates things a little bit on the Kuminga front, because if you're a team that is, like, I don't see how it's possible for you to look at Jonathan Kuminga as another team and say, we know exactly what that guy's going to be. Because I don't think the Warriors do, to be quite honest. He just hasn't played enough. And so if you're a team that's looking to acquire him, and I think you should, he's the only guy on the Warriors that I would want as a young piece.
Mm-hmm.
But if his price just went up for his extension, you know, it's one of those things we were talking about with Markkanen yesterday, Jay. It's like, if you trade for Lauri Markkanen, I'm also assuming that you're going to be able to extend him, because you wouldn't give up whatever you'd get up for 1 year of Lauri Markkanen.
Right.
I'm imagining it's the same for if you're taking Kuminga, mm-hmm. that if you trade for him, you assume that you're going to keep him.
So, and this is one of those things where I self-admittingly don't know all the rules. You know, I try not to act like I do. So next year will be Kuminga's final year of his rookie deal, correct?
Yes.
And so after that, he just becomes an unrestricted free agent?
He becomes a restricted free agent.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah, so you can match.
So then they can match. Okay. Yeah, they're gonna take that to the line. There's no incentive on the Warriors to, unless they think Kuminga will be so disgruntled, it'll just mess up team chemistry. But, which I don't think will happen. I think, you know, obviously we know Jonathan is not afraid to share his opinion. Ask those folks at the Chronicle. I think it was CJ Holmes who wrote that article. On the record, too. It wasn't even off the record. Yep. He was like, no, I don't trust him. So, I mean, like, Jonathan Kuminga is not afraid to...
I mean, there's the report this most recent year where he didn't... I mean, the quote was, I mean, it was from his camp. It wasn't from Kuminga, right. But it was basically JK doesn't believe that he can develop under Steve Kerr.
And it was completely fair. It was a complete, in my opinion, I mean, everybody might have their opinion on that and people might not like the way he went about it, but I think that was fair. I mean, look,
he wasn't getting any burn.
It's super cool that guys like Kuminga and Moody can get drafted to an organization like the Warriors that has so much clout within the NBA and the sports world in general and be rookie NBA champions? Were they rookie NBA champions, yep, or was it Wiseman the rookie NBA champ?
Wiseman's second year.
Wiseman's second year.
And yeah. Moses's first year.
Yeah, they were rookie champs. Like, that's crazy. They didn't get meaningful playoff minutes, but they both even got some minutes, some burn, like some spot action here and there. Spell this guy for the last 2.5 minutes of the quarter. This, that, and the third.
Rudy got minutes in the Western Conference Finals.
I remember that. So, like they're legitimate champions. They helped the team win a championship. Obviously, they weren't regular rotation minutes, but they were getting their burn here and there. Not many people can say that. So it's cool that they got that experience. But then they also look at their fellow draft classmates and they're like, damn, these dudes have all the opportunity in the world that I haven't really gotten. Now, Steve Kerr might be able to say, no, I've done this, I've done that. But we know they, like, especially Moses, he has not gotten regular rotation minutes to the point where he can actually prove himself and develop a name for himself around the NBA, which in turn gets him paid.
Mm-hmm.
Just hasn't had that. Kuminga has had it way more. But last year was really the first year Kuminga got that. And Kuminga had to put his throat, figuratively speaking, put his foot on Steve Kerr's neck.
Yeah.
He had to go to the media. And that's what I'm saying.
Like, and it worked.
It did work. It worked out to his benefit. I mean, that's what I mean. I don't blame him. Yeah, I remember, like, these guys have a 10-year window. A guy like Kuminga probably has, like, a 10-year window to make a lot of money. You got to get to it.
Well, and that's why I do think that this is big. 888-957-9570 is the number. Franz Wagner and the Orlando Magic have agreed to a 5-year rookie max deal worth up to $270 million. What does that mean for Jonathan Kuminga? How does that affect the way that you view his extension eligibility this summer? I think it's one thing, Jason, to look at a player like Wagner, if you're Kuminga, and say, okay, well, you know, he's on the Magic. This is the first year they've been good. I played on some good teams. Yeah, he's got to start 231 games. I mean, he's never come off the bench in his career, Franz Wagner. I kind of live with that. Okay, I get it. I was drafted to a team. I'm a raw prospect. We won a championship. I get it. But this extension, if I'm Kuminga, this is the first time where I'm finally feeling like, all right, there's real life ramifications for me being patient. And the ramifications are money. And Chris Tucker, money talks. Like, the moment that you hear Wagner getting maxed out, you might not feel like you are a max player yet, but when you see that real life earnings could be $250 million, then that patience begins to wear thin. Your camp starts to look at the Warriors and say, well, when are we going to get paid? And if you want to take it up into the finish line, if you want to take it to restricted free agency, well, then this might not be exactly how you think it's going to go. Like, we are going to play hardball because we want to get our, like you said, we want to maximize that 10-year window. There's something to Kuminga being all right with looking at Wagner and being okay with him just playing and getting more burn. But when you see him getting more money than you and you feel like you're better than him, whether you are or aren't, that to me, that would irk me a little bit. That would make me feel some type of way.
Yeah, and I'm sure Kuminga would echo your sentiment. I really am. So it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. He has to play good basketball. That's really what matters first and foremost. And I think he's putting in the work. And the longer this goes, the more likely it seems like he will be on the team next year, I think. And we'll talk to Tony Jones, beat reporter over for the Utah Jazz over at The Athletic. He'll tell us a little more into this Lauri Markkanen situation, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a pipe dream. I think Dub Nation needs to kind of look at reality, you know, and just take a breath. That ain't happening. Something else might happen, but Lauri ain't coming here.
Well, and again, this goes back to our conversation yesterday, which we got into towards the end. We can continue also. You know, this idea is of Mike Dunleavy catching hell or catching a break for what he's done this offseason. Evan Giddings alongside Jason Dumas on 95.7 The Game. When we come back, we'll continue to discuss what this deal means. Franz Wagner's for Jonathan Kuminga. What is his future? Is it in Golden State? Is it as a restricted free agent? Is it as a trade piece? Is it for marketing? Is it for somebody we're not thinking about? How can this Warriors team get back to where they need to, or is that even on the table? And then a little later on, because we got the Team USA a practice starting up. I saw Steph get to Las Vegas this morning. Now, how are the Warriors going to sell Steph Curry on this offseason right now? 888-957-9570 is the number. Dumas and Giddings back with you on 95.7 The Game after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.